Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
The Maryville High School football season opens up tonight, a neutral site game against Blair Oaks. It'll be played in Warrensburg against Central Missouri, getting set for an 8 o'clock kickoff. We're joined by head coach of the Spoof Hounds, Matt Webb, and senior quarterback, Derek Quinlan. Guys, appreciate you coming in. If it wasn't a tall enough task to take on Blair Oaks in week one, battling the heat throughout the week as well. Coach, just, is anything different? I mean, kind of expect it to be pretty warm anyway first week, right?
Yeah, you do, and we've been able to adjust throughout the week. Misha has a lot of requirements and kind of restrictions and for safety and things like that for student athletes, and so we've been following those throughout the week. We've been able to have access to the Hughes Center here on campus, and that's an awesome thing for our community and for us to be able to have those facilities to use in times like this and inclement weather or heat indexes and things like that. So we've had some evening practices and the heat, both teams will deal with it. And, we're going to hydrate the cells and get them pumped up and get out there and drink a lot of water on the way down there, a lot of Gatorades and do the best we can.
We'll harp on that enough as we get into the radio broadcast tonight, but probably more importantly, Derek, taking on Blair Oaks, a really good team across the way, a state champ from a season ago. And for you, we kind of talked after the Jamboree, but getting in, seeing Blair Oaks, getting down, battling back, some adversity there. Obviously, you'd have loved to have run the table there in your first season starting with Maryville, but a lot of lessons learned from that. How have you grown over the last 365 days?
Yeah, obviously, last year we didn't win, but I feel like we made major steps from the Jamboree to that game, and I feel like this year we can definitely do that again. But I feel like a big thing that I've been trying to work on is not turning the ball over as much, because I feel like last year I kind of got rushed a little bit, and I feel like if I don't turn the ball over, then I feel like we win more games.
Is that just one of those things, too, of getting more reps and more game action, getting more comfortable in some of those big moments like that?
Yeah, of course.
I feel like we saw that a lot throughout the year, too, from Blair Oaks in week one, then you see Lutheran North, you go through a tough conference slate and you get into districts, and of course, knock off Savannah there. Coach, there were plenty of clutch moments for this team and chances to kind of rise above, and you saw that growth throughout the year, and now it's kind of starting over, but a lot of returners that have those games under their belts.
That's what's exciting about each season. You look at who's returning and what the outlook of the season looks like. Our schedule, it's demanding and challenging again. But you look at what you have coming back, and we graduated 8 seniors last year, and from those 8, there were some guys that played some pivotal moments and made some big plays for us. And then you look at how you're going to replace those. And what's exciting is the fact that you kind of see young guys and guys that are inheriting those roles, and it's kind of like their time to shine. This group of seniors grew up, and I'm sitting here next to Nolan and his best buddies, Hudson, in his first grade class down there at Eugene Field. And we were talking about Mario and Luigi and things like that. And you watch these guys grow up in our community and in our football program. And they're a tight-knit group of friends. And that's a special culture that kind of inherits, a great tradition. And you get to start all over and go 1-0 each week.
It is fun to see it kind of come full circle with what you mentioned of the young kids watching the older guys and growing up and wanting to be that. And Derek, it wasn't too long ago that you might have been watching a guy like Jonathan Baker and being in Nolan's shoes and striving to be in that role. How do you approach that? I mean, you're a young kid. You're still kind of learning adulthood and certain things here or there, but pretty mature in your own right. And then you see kids like this that do look up to you, and you have the youth camps where those kids are just in awe of anybody that's wearing a helmet and a Spoof Hounds across their chest. What does that mean to you as a Maryville kid through and through?
Yeah, me and Nolan have had a lot of fun throughout these camps this summer. But JB, he's been a big role model for me since I was younger. But since he went to Northwest, with my parents working there, I was there all the time, and he always said hi and led by example. And I feel like I've tried to learn from that and then show these younger kids that if you lead by example, then – you'll get it far in life.
It's cool to see the mentorship, too, you see from the young kids and the old guys. And Coach, it just has to make you feel old to think about Derek coming full circle like this.
Yeah, I think age is a. It's kind of like the weather going to be this week, Matt. You make your own weather. I mean, in my mind tonight, it's going to be sunny and 60, and I'm on a beach somewhere with a nice breeze at your face. Age is what you make of it. But I guess I would say, mental age or maturity age. I think my wife and family would say I'm probably not 48 years old, but physically, I feel getting to feel that way, and it does. I've got my own children and having a daughter that's a senior this year. It makes you think of their school time and their years in school. And, it's something that's, again, you get older and you get more experience. I guess you'd say you really treasure those times that you think of them growing up.
Maryville taking on Blair Oaks in the season opener this evening from Warrensburg. One guy that we're happy to see move on and get that chance to play college football is Dylan Hare. Finally got that family out of the Blair Oaks football system. Coach Webb, obviously, he's been a very good player over the years. Now what do you expect defensively as you come in? They played a couple quarterbacks in the Jamboree last week and just trying to get a feel for what Coach LePage might throw at you.
Yeah, Coach LePage and I are good friends, and he's done an outstanding job there wherever he's been. He was inducted in our Missouri Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame for a reason because he's an excellent football coach and they have a great program. So he's promised me that there's not a hair on the roster somewhere. I looked last week, but I'm not going to believe it until game time tonight. So, but what they do so well is they're very well coached on defense. They've got 10 of 11 starters back on a team that won a state championship. They're very sound on their offensive schemes. The quarterback, just like for us, Derek makes a lot of plays, but in their system and in their any successful system, he knows that he does his 1/11th job. So they've got a couple quarterbacks that have taken some snaps in the Jamboree, and they'll be ready to go. And sometimes they've got a lot of returners back on offense and some good skill players. And so, they'll be doing some new things, and it's going to be a game of adjustments with week one because, those Jamboree films don't show very much, but you get a little taste of them. So they'll be very good and very well coached and a good sound football team.
Derek, I feel like we get the questions a lot to your teammates of we don't see a lot of one versus one, obviously, with Maryville, the guys kind of playing both ways, but maybe some one-on-one matchups and receivers and defensive backs. And, like, what's it like to catch a pass from Derek or to defend it? For you, there are some veteran guys on the back end for Maryville in the defense. When you think about Boston Hageman and Wyatt Garner and Cole Zarbano and guys like that, whenever you see that and you're going against them in practice, how do you feel like you've seen them develop, and are you happy that you're not seeing them on a Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, they started last year. Wyatt didn't, but he's got into the role of corner, and he's played it really well. But Boston and Cole both, I mean, they're both back, and they started last year, and I feel like they've just gotten better and better from, like, just a standpoint of being in the right spots or just coming downhill and making a tackle. Just, like, the small things that we need to win, and I feel like it's definitely, I don't really want to go up against them, so.
Don't blame me at all there, Coach. And, of course, you're a linebackers guy, and you've got one returning starter there, but a couple guys that have been around the program. Of course, Sadler's a little bit younger, too, but just your thoughts on that linebacking core.
Yeah, you get some returning, Delton Davis is a returning starter, and Delton does a great job of having a feel for the game. Both sides of the ball, obviously. He makes a lot of great plays offensively at receiver and doing a lot of things from the offensive position. But, defensively, he understands our coverage. He understands where to be in the underneath routes. And he's going to be kind of the senior there directing along with Tucker Turner. He's going to be a really good another senior that is playing our outside linebacker spot. And then you add the young guy with long hair in the middle, 33, is going to be – everybody's going to need to keep an eye on him. He can go sideline to sideline. He's 200 pounds. He's very physical. He's going to expect a lot of things out of our middle linebacker position. He's very talented and doing a great job of kind of being a younger sophomore and kind of being thrust into this, starting role. But he does a great job with our checks. Any Mike linebacker has a lot of responsibility with getting our D-line lined up and formation checks and different things within our defensive scheme. And Sadler's done a great job of picking those things up in the mental part of the game. But physically, he can really go. So I would keep your eye on 33 tonight.
Big chance for Sadler. Would you also say best hair on the team?
he's so far he's the best hair. You know, you lose Court Watkins and you know the flowing locks of coming out the back, but Sadler's kind of got his trimmed up, looking sharp, and it's still long, but it's not as long as it's been, but it'll get there.
Football season opens up tonight for the Spoof Hounds. As you guys go into it, every Friday night presents its own opportunities, but do you have any traditions or are there any superstitions you had specifically into a season opener like this?
Go ahead, Derek.
I don't know about just a season opener, but like before games, just to like calm myself down, I listen to country music. I don't know why, I just do. And then I usually listen to this interview. Like if it's anybody, I usually just listen to this. But
you just want the soothing tones of my voice, right?
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
You got a face for radio, Matt. That's what I've heard. So.
You're listening to a little Hank Williams Senior too pregame?
Junior. I'm on okay. Hank Williams Junior. You get your genres correct there. I'm a country music guy, but mine's more kind of a southern Ryan Bingham style. Get your nerves under control and kind of get yourself centered before the first game and before every game.
Well, should be a lot of fun tonight. Maryville playing in Warrensburg on the Central Missouri campus, a neutral site game against Blair Oaks. Once again, kicking off at 8 o'clock tonight on KXEV Maryville, KLRNW Chillicothe. Guys, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.